Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. You know we're going to be doing a bunch of different things for our activity today. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. Let's write neatly so we can read it. And then you can put your pencil down. Let me do that again. Hear that? Because you know we're gonna color the picture at the top first. So we're going to be looking for some objects that begin with all kinds of different letter sounds. And the first one I want you to look for, ready, is something that would be this. Ready? N-I-T. N-I-T. What's that? Night. What in this crazy busy picture of Happy New Year would show nighttime? Yes, the moon and the stars are out. That means it's nighttime. So let's color the moon a light blue color. If you don't have light blue, just use regular. Go ahead and color the moon a blue color. So this is night. What letter sound does night begin with? Night. It begins with N. Yep, N, like nose. Okay, put down your blue crayon. Let's color the stars yellow. So the moon and the stars are going to show that it's nighttime outside. Let's count these stars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I counted and colored at the same time. I'm putting down my yellow crayon. Let me ask you this. There were 5 stars. Cover up 2 of them with your finger. Cover up 2 of them. That would be subtracting, right? If we had 5 stars and we subtracted 2, how many would be left? 3. You got it. Okay, now we need to show that it's night a little bit more. What can we do to show that it's nighttime a little bit more? Yes, we're going to color the outside black. So we'll go around the moon and we'll go around the stars with our black crayon. If you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. I'm going to use my black crayon. I'm coloring kind of lightly, though. Don't want to get black on top of my moon or stars. So we're inside this window, and we're coloring it black to show nighttime. Nighttime. I sounded it out. N-I-T. You tell me the sounds. You sound it out for me now. Yes. It's nighttime. At nighttime, we need to see the light. Okay, it looks like nighttime. It's dark, and there is a moon, and there are stars. Okay, put down all of your crayons. Let's look for something else that would begin with that N sound, the letter N. What about, well, we did say neck. Oh, no, I said nose. Now I'm saying neck. All right, let's look at the noses on these kids. They look so happy, even though the noses look like a sad face. So let's take our, let's get a brown crayon and trace each nose with our brown crayon. Nose. 1. Just trace their nose with your brown crayon. 2, 3. There we go. Okay. Looks like they have chocolate on their nose now. Oh, well. All right. And then we said neck. 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 Let's color their necks brown, too. I only see 2 necks. The little boy, his is peeking out from his shirt. And then the girl with the star on her shirt. The other girl has that poster in front of her. It says, Happy New Year! Because January always starts a new year. I bet you already knew that. I wonder if you celebrated. Okay, so we had night, neck, Nose. What about noise maker? See those horns? You blow through them and it makes noise. Yeah. Okay. There are, let's count the noise makers. One, two, and then there's one back by the window. Three. So there's two by the boy. One, two, and one back by that window. Three. Three would be our big number if we wanted to subtract. So let's start with three and take away the one by the window. So three take away one would be how many noisemakers left? You have two, the two by the boy. Let's color those noisemakers. Find, oh, let's do a red crayon. And let's color the two by the boy red. Even the polka dots, just color the whole thing red. Because those polka dots are little. That would be hard. Okay, noise. On Happy New Year, on January, on New Year's Eve, we make noise. We can blow horns and bang on pots and pans, and we make a bunch of noise to ring in the new year. Okay, let's color the noisemaker by the window. Let's do that one purple. Find a purple crayon and do that one purple. All right. Yep. When we celebrate New Year's Eve, we celebrate it at night and we wait for midnight for it to happen. Okay, put down all your crayons. Let's look for a different letter. We've been working on N for a while. Let's move on. What about the clock? Clock. The clock. What's the beginning sound in clock? Yep, it's a C or a K. It's gonna be a C. It's gonna be a C. Let's color our clock. We'll do the outside, the round outside border part. Let's do that blue. So the outside round the border. Let's make it a blue clock, a blue clock, a blue clock. It's showing midnight. So it's Happy New Year. Okay, and let's do the inside of the clock yellow. The whole circular part of the clock yellow. Mrs. Oldham can't talk today. She stayed up too late to celebrate New Year's. Okay, clock begins with the letter C. We have a blue and yellow clock. All right, put down your yellow crayon. What about, do you see something else that we begin with the k sound? Yeah, how about curtains? There are curtains on the window. Let's color the curtains orange. Any kind of orange. Curtains begins with k like clock. Curtains and clock both begin with the letter C. I'm sitting in my office right now working on this activity, and I don't have any curtains in here. No. Maybe I need to get some. All right, put down all your crayons. Let's look for something else with the k sound. Clock, curtain. Do you see what's in between the curtain and the clock? It's a calendar. Calendar begins with k. And it's a December calendar. Why do you think there's a December calendar up there? Yeah, because it was December and now it's midnight on the clock. So now it's Happy New Year and they're going to need to switch that calendar to what? Yeah, January. So let's color the calendar purple. Color the whole calendar purple. Color it kind of lightly. You know, don't make the calendar, the boxes and stuff disappear. But we're going to color the whole rectangular calendar purple. Calendar, clock, curtain. All of these words begin with C. All right, take two more seconds. Two, one. Boys and girls, I see something else. I'm just not sure if you would call it what I would call it, but let's try. Ready? It's confetti. Do you see the boy? He has those little things in the air falling down around him. The little curly Q little things. That's confetti. You throw it up in the air and you let it rain down on you. Let's color the confetti two different colors. find, let's see, let's do orange and red. Okay, you can color the confetti two different colors. Make some of them orange and some of them red. You decide. Make some of the pieces orange and make some of the pieces red. So this is confetti. It's so fun to throw confetti, but you know what the worst part is, right? You gotta clean it up, and it's so hard when it's itty bitty and it's all over your carpet, I gotta tell ya. It's a big fat pain, but it's fun. It's fun when it happens. I do enjoy some confetti, and it begins with k, k, k. Okay, I have one more thing I want you to find, and it's going to be the boy's name, and it's actually going to be a name of a student in my class this year, and it is going to begin with k, k, like calendar and curtain. Ready? Jason. Oh, no, that doesn't begin. Okay, you're right. It doesn't begin with k. Also, I don't have a Jason in my class this year. Ready? It's Cam. His name is Cam. He's in my class this year. So let's color the boy's shirt, Camden. Let's color his shirt red. Let's color his shirt red. Wait, I can't even find my red crayon. I don't even know where I put it. Where's my red crayon? Oh, there it is. Okay. He has long sleeves on, so don't forget to color the long sleeves. This is Cam. He is Happy New Year. He's having some fun. Did you have fun on New Year's? I'm getting so old, boys and girls. I can barely stay awake on New Year's, I gotta tell you. I can barely stay awake. All right, so Camden has a red shirt. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's try to find something different. A different beginning sound. We worked on n and we worked on k. What about g, I, f, t, g, I, f, t. What is that? Gift. What's that begin with? Gift. Yes, the letter G. How many gifts do you see in our picture? Two. I wonder if they didn't see each other during the holidays, and so they brought each other gifts, or maybe it's a Happy New Year gift, which I've never had. Let's color one of those gifts green. Color the big gift green, the bow and the gift, the box part. Gift green. They both begin with G. Gift green. G, g. Good. So we're coloring the big gift green. Let's color the small gift purple. Color the small gift purple. Gift green. What about go? Yeah. What about yes? No, yes does not begin with g. G. All right. We have gift. We have green. Do you see anything else in our picture that could begin with g? G. What about the glasses the boy is wearing? Look at those fun glasses. They're star-shaped. Glasses begins with g, g. Let's make his glasses yellow. You can even color the inside of the star yellow so it will show, his eyes will show through. So make that yellow. His star glasses are yellow. Glasses begins with g. Like gift and green. And then we're going to look for one more. It's going to be the girl holding the sign. It's going to be her name, and her name begins with G. Ready? Grace. Grace. Do you know anyone named Grace? I love that name. Let's color Grace's bow. She's bows in her hair. She's holding the sign. Let's color her bows pink. Her bows in her hair. She has how many? Yep, two. We'll do two pink bows for Grace. Grace, gift, green, glasses. All begin with G. G. All right, last letter sound. Ready? D. Esk. D. Esk. Yes, desk. Let's color the desk brown. Desk begins with the letter D. Desk begins with the letter D. While we're coloring this, do you see anything nearby that would also begin with D, like desk. Do you see it? Yep, door. Keep your brown crayon. Let's color the door brown too, the whole door. You can go around the window at the top. You don't have to color that brown. Door and desk begin with D. Door and desk begin with D. There's something else near the door that begins with a D. It's a type of flower. It's a type of flower. Do you know what kind of flower that is? There are two of them there. Daisy. Daisy begins with D. Okay, my friends, take a couple of more seconds. You're going to need to color those daisies on your own a little bit later because we're running out of time. So here's what I'm going to have you do. Put down all your crayons. We have desk, door, daisy. And now I want you to find your pencil because we're going to work at the bottom before we run out of time. Ready? The very first picture on the line, I want you to put the beginning sound for desk. Desk, what's that letter? Yep, the letter D. I'm going to put a lowercase d. I put my circle, my doorknob, and then my door. That's how I know I have my line on the correct side. Doorknob, then door. So my circle, and then my line. Okay, next picture, glasses. What's the beginning sound in glasses? Yep, G. Write the letter G on the line. Scoot over. Oh, it's nighttime again. Night. What letter sound? N. Put an N on the line next to the star and the moon for night. And then we have a clock. Looks like an alarm clock. Clock. What letter sound shall we put there? Yes, the letter C. Clock. So let's check it. You should have a D, G, N, C. Okay. Boys and girls, let's work on our sentence. Are you ready? Get that pencil ready. You're going to use it to point. Point to the words, and then we'll find some words that are special. Ready? You point to the words while I read. You're going to point to that circle under each word. It is a big door. See the door? That's our clue. It is a big door. Can you find the word is? It is. Yes, it's the second word. Go ahead and color that in. It's the second word. Color in the circle under the word is. Now, can you find the word big? It is a big door. Yep, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the fourth word. It is a big. Color in the circle under big. B-I-G. Color in the circle. Now, what did I forget to do? Yes, I need to start my sentence with a capital. Make that lowercase I on it at the very beginning of our sentence, right on top of it, and make it a capital I. Make it a capital I. Put the hat and shoes on the I. Go right over that lowercase I. Right on top of it. And then what do we put at the end of our sentence? A period. Put a little period next to the word door. All right, scoot down to the hat. Ready? I want you to draw 6 polka dots on that hat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, ready? 10 frame. Let's color and count the counters in the 10 frame. You're going to color a counter while you count. 1, 2. We're using our pencil to fill in these counters. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 counters in the 10 frame. Now scoot across. We have a word. It says subtract. That means take away. Let's trace the word. S. U-B-T-R-A-C-T, subtract, and we have a number sentence. Let's trace the 8. It's 8, take away or subtract 3. Let's use our 10 frame to help us. See the 3 counters on the bottom? X those out. X those out. We had 8 in all. We're going to take away 3. How many counters are left in the 10 frame? Yes, 5. Write it on the line. 8 minus 3 equals 5. We did it. This one was a long one. Thanks for hanging in there with me. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.